там нагоохан угүй вамгоо тавани кагжиме нугат пяраг марлук арнак уйогурам ирлауяннак саутук саунамак пяг каттаугоуна унангатариму аксиутун нугат пяраани амма аккаток аккаток аллуар тав тариок халуця тага эриарсаарок тагана тохлуа канаева базу кина атерсико уамас халуцям майорто майорто кагжимун уамасук уамасук кытэккуталун гылпууа атта цуач цуле утактак уту амме исуартор таганна ке угама а канева басук кивэн угамасук тахиум калуссиам тане коммот комм майортор угамасук угамасук каржимуллу итагатарлунуппууа экан экканасаама атгатортара аттаганна канева басук Абра, кана юа базу кына атарсика. Ога, базук. Кулуфяву, ога мазук майортуки. Ога мазук, ога мазук, углитак. Кагзиму туттак, итактак, ога мазук, ога мазук. Тагиук таамны кайта. Катаюк, анг. Кагзук, кию базук тукуба таман. Усуб итаксимага. Тамра окуа арнахуксаак арнартаапкуа уумиаамаваситук икки таканоқиуккагаак унаа тариумнг ааллитисаалгу саут пазуклуу аа окуа мэхэллугу тамра тайман тагэтэрок
My name is Raja Kunyak and I'm going to translate Queenie Milligrak's legend about King Island. Long long time ago in King Island in men's house There were two old ladies and one young boy. The two old ladies were working on Wawa's intestine and cleaning it. After the two old ladies were done with the Wawa's intestine, they told the young boy to get some salt water from the beach. The young boy agreed and ran down to the beach with a bucket. A little while of running, he found a little hole on the ice, just enough to dip the little bucket to the salt water and get some salt water. Just before he dipped the bucket, he saw a little fish. And after he saw the little fish, he asked the little fish, "What is your name?" He said, A little while, the little fish answered him, My name is Little Saltwater Fish, said the little fish from the little hole of the ice. After the fish told him his name, he dipped his bucket into the salt water and ran home. And saying, little saltwater fish, little saltwater fish, little saltwater fish, and memorizing it so he can tell the old ladies at the men's house. He ran and ran and ran. Just before he reached the men's house, he forgot the name. When he forgot his name, he ran back to the beach again and came to the little hole on ice. He peeked in the little hole and see the same little fish again. He asked the fish, What is your name? The little fish answered, My name is Little Saltwater Fish. So the little boy dipped his little bucket again and ran home. He ran and ran and ran and ran and ran. and he got into the porch of men's house, and he forgot just before he reached the house. So he went back. He went back to the little hole again and asked the little fish, "What is your name, little fish?" The little fish answered, "My name is Little Saltwater Fish." The boy ran and memorizing it, and he approached to the door of the men's house, and just before he got up in the house, he was frozen. The two old ladies said, "It was our fault that we let this boy get some salt water. We should have went to get some salt water from the ice ourselves." And the boy was frozen in the house, and they wrapped the little boy and put the little boy away in the corner of the men's house. And that was the story of the legend.
Story from Siberia.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean,
she learned from
Sabir.
That's the one they used to go back to
the park. Tutung matiliwa nga ugununga sautik nun ilang uhilun ni nuwalak nuwal kaluak sunupia ki ataka ay kaumok arak utak nam ki agaynaw ama tamu nga ay parutok itak mo umiyak na tapia, ugitin na nakpalaktot. Kiyon na, pakalurak siyong una, pakalurakat. Pakaluman na malakosok tamat ko nung nga. Iglubas suputa, sukapatan. Malakosok na namun itaktot. Anak datang mata kok pia tamna nuat pia kak umak tena kok pia mak si umak tuk pasi angak tuk kat utut eglilutuk napa mun angu sutai mitarut tingwat ne merat siak tuk tamangwa keluar tamani. Masa aku kelas ini umur liat. Pingit saat. Oh. Umur aku kayu aku tegel nak kusulah tunggu saat nga. Ane yak mata. Kingwat ni anu rak. Tan kat ulutek, iglilutek, tanu na pamu tutut. Tanu taimana simun. Tunit mo na suputin tayong tuniga. Buko siyang wala. Umakta. Wakta. boy, you are so late, going to see my God. God, I get it. Time I am another rock. I love some tobacco. It was all rock. It was so. Sinek sima rong nuna me. Maka nama kat ut. Tai me pakan ngilet. Pakan nuna me eglitak. Eglitak tai me pakan ngilet. Agla tai nge kengik tuak inge pengakataka. Kengik tuak na. Tengonga. Kasokwa ine. Uba sila tanak mikaktok asit nabang mong eksenak patawa mong. Tarunga pisaktok na kutya ko na itang naba. Inuwilak. Sabago tao ko na itaktok. Inuwilak. Iyon luwata ko na. Kikakit mong eksenak patawa. Tabla na yung nana. Kakma. Ini kakasok si Magat. Ilakana mo, sa utila na atatugwa. Itaktok nungot piya ka. Tama na tan. Sa utila mo abkan. Nakwa, nagitbiro agun. Masama na. Ungo si Dome, nung nakaluwak tungwa. Ya Allah, dunat-dunat kan itu rok-rok. Ay. Taman ni unit sautok. Sautu ga oma. Kena kena surah kasut lah burung. Saut keluar sana taman ni imnait keluar sana. Izu malu lak tok. Anna lusa kai makuran makata ima. Sana biya tamna. Emma anna emna bungk salriya kan go osam utakhwan atta kiga kuzuma qitmi rama utqimwatan aitu turel gallum utat kiyaglan darum uglu yugat qitmi ma atago manakalung anruk Kasih kuah minasuran nasi tapi senak patok. Kang nu tiga tap rumah tap se inuk setamna nukat piak ini umagan nunan nunut kuyuman. Uba atau gua kasih bawa nak nak kau kemudian. Imat nak piuman tap rumah kum yang tak kuna. Tapi malu gua kah. Mereaktok maning mong. At ay manapimot at kayo kun. At ay masuluumit kwa narigit. Manin magawa. Tama na kala aming piyan, kakanuntigatam na kitmirak. At kumay nung nanunan. Kikat nga sultan. Tama na sa makat nga yugatan. Tabro nga kalaglutan. Tawakat mo. Iglutak. Amal o ma. Kipi mo iglutak ka nga. Paano na iglutakasun tayo mana. Tayo mana iglutakasun. Iglutakasun inong masa. Ilanong. Makmalukaw ra. Awlaktak. Awlay ame. Awlay matpia. Uma nukat piyakak. Kitmiron na umang atok sila ko. Suba o na. Atako kinakang. Matami yung angitya. Teng nakaka. Ungakutakasimara. Kaluwa. Baba. Tutut. Tutto yung ngayorak baba. Iglit. Kaluwa. Pikiyak to ka ba tam na imatam ruma. Pabatututukot ta nalabuwa. Tayo man na pimatot. Kaluluya tam na. Tamaro utak sa tok. Tayo may itak tok. Uwaka tam na. Tayo man na pimatot. Diba na kinamisulakit mira ka. Ki unan ang. Ang nami kaka. Ubatang na kaka. Tabra utak watan. Tamaw na tao ang utak utunga. Autuk. Kan utak atun nung. Uba aglalo na kono kaya ko na tagakit mira na. Asukro yung nakit mira kahit bigyo. Nasako ko kaya na. Makman tamo nga baga. Ang itiya. Aba aglito. Tam kit mila sa ka. Tapos matumya ka. Kano tiga. Uma. Inuwi tamo na to sumagan. Kit mira ka tamo pinang. Umiyak ko talagang kahit katin. Kaluluya, pigiyak to. Tut ka, tabo ino ato ko. Kahit may ramin. Uwak ka ka, kahit min. Isa ka, tam na. Eh, pilawak to. Kat mo to. Kaya asin nun ang upiyas ko nga. Kahit min tam na. Isa to. Kanturok to. Iglilun-iglilun, tutuk. Tut namag anami nun. Upa o mga pining nilun eh. Kita mo nga umilun kaysa takong. Tengo nga. Umilun mo nang kasuktok, umilun ako ka. Nakuha ilatin. At ha. Suba ka tapkwag. At ako kasa mo na kanakawman. Ani nasuk tutun. Ani ring. Ani tiga. Kek mintaan puto kakso. Baba, baba. Tutu yung ira agitok. Ang tiyatar. Ang tiyatar. Tani tawa piyaktok. Ta tutu po ba na labo ya. Ilok na. Pusin mga karula. Tama sa utak-tak, utak-tak. Tay, may itak-tak. Ungkatan. Tay, manipimatan. Nagitaw sa pita mga nga. At ako gusto na kakit may ako na kong. Kit mintaan pi aming tokun. Kung natago na ka. Makiyaktok. Maningning. Tay manusulip yung mga ito nakikihan na ba ako. Kit mintaan sumasubat. Ang mga itip ko lang na ito. Umiyak rupiya. Kit sanit nun ako bumatin. Ay bumawap ko. Tabra ko tabra ma anna ni umiyak sub tabra ma nagagsamok peraso mga anna ka muna kasima ka nakukso ka ni tabra.
Another story is about the Siberia by Queenie Milligrat. Long time ago, there were a little boy with his grandma. One day, the little boys saw a soldier in Siberia, the Russian soldiers. He saw the Russian soldiers with the very beautiful uniform and a gun. And for a little while, he watched the men marching. And for a little while, he was thinking, I should become a soldier like them, so I can be like them and dress like them, and I like the way they dress. So I think I better go ask my grandmother what she think about it. So he ran home, and after he ran home, he asked his grandma, I see soldiers at other side of the house. And his grandmother answered, you're too young to be a soldier yet, my grandson. And he said, the boy was sad and still wanted to be a soldier. So for days passed by, the boy keep bugging his grandma about being a soldier. Finally, his grandmother give up and tell him to go see the boss of the soldiers. So his grandmother told him to go see the boss. And the boy was really happy. He wanted to be a soldier for a long time. He put his shoes and clothes on and we walked over to the boss's place. And the boss looked at him and asked the little boy, "What do you want?" The boy answered, "I want to be a soldier like these men out there." And the boss said, "No, you can't be a soldier. You're too young." So the boy had a very, very, very sad look. And the boss knew what he wanted. So the boss said, "All right, you become a soldier." After a little while, he let him sit down on the chair. And he told the other soldier to get some clothes for him to fit him. So he got his uniforms and everything, and the gun, like the other soldiers. And he was proud of himself. And the boss said, "You are going with these soldiers to the other country. You are going to march along with these, and you cannot drink with them, because you're too young to drink." After the boy put his clothes on, walked out to the soldiers, and take along behind the soldiers. They walked and walked and walked. After they were walking, they came to this house. The men were served the liquor. The boy said, "Oh, how come I didn't get no water? These people got water. They got each class except me. See, I sure wanted to drink a water too like them." But the boy didn't know it was a liquor. But he was too young to have liquor. Well, he misunderstood. So he didn't get any for a while. And then the soldiers started going again. They marched again. And they came to this little village again. They came to the house again. And all the soldiers got each glass of water. And he didn't get any yet. And he got a little mad about not getting water. So he sold his gun to the dealer. He sold his gun and got some money and bought some water. But he didn't know that water was a liquor. He drank and drank and drank. And he enjoyed it. And pretty soon he got feeling different. He thought it was just a water. So he drank and drank. And pretty soon the soldiers left without him. He was drinking away. And by the time they were about 5-10 minutes away or 15 minutes away, he finally realized that the soldiers left, and he was left behind in the bar. So he got his little bottle of water and run along and tried to catch the other soldiers. He walked and walked and walked to the tundra and couldn't find the soldiers. He drank and drank from that point. Finally, he passed out by a little pile of water. For a long, long time, he finally woke up by the little pond and got up. And he started again and looked for the soldiers. He walked and walked and walked. He couldn't find the soldiers where they were. So finally, he came to this house. And he looked around the house. There were nobody in there. But there were real ugly looking dog with the big brown eyes. Little, very little one. But he was scared of it. But he said to himself, "How can I get in?" So he figured out how to wait to get in. He walked around and see a little door coming in to go in. He opened the door and went in. And he sat down on a chair and wondering where the other soldiers went. For a little while, he was sitting. He hears the footsteps. And he heard the old lady said, "Aha, there's somebody inside. Somebody been around." So he walked in, she walked in, and saw the young boy. And The old lady said to myself, oh boy, maybe I get some help from this guy. I need help for my house and fields so I can get ready for the winter. So I walked in and talked to the little boy, and she said, you can be my worker for this time, for about probably month. So the boy agreed and worked. And for a month he worked, and he began to worry about his grandma back home. So he began worried about his grandma. So he talked to the old lady. He wanted to go home to his grandma. The old lady said, all right, the work is done. You can go, but I'm going to have to pay you. And the boy said, are you going to pay me? And he said, let's go outside and see this little dog what I'm going to give you. So they walk outside to this very, very ugly looking dog, little dog with the big white eyes. And came to this dog, and the old lady said, I'm going to show you how you're going to have to treat this dog. First, I'm going to have to talk to this dog. And he said, the dog understand? He said, the old lady said, yes. And the boy was a little confused. For a little while, the old lady talked to the dog with the big bright eyes, a very small dog, and said to the dog, this is going to be your new master. And you're going to bring him home to his grandma, and straight to his grandma. After he said that, and looked at the little boy and said, you're going to take this dog along, and he's going to show you where you live. And there's another thing about this dog you got to do. And once the old lady showed him again, the lady knelt down to the little dog and tickled him on his tummy. The little dog stopped puking out the coins, gold coins. And the dog swallowed the old coins back again. And the old lady got up and told the little boy, that's what you gotta do when you need some money to buy things. So the boy was happy about this dog and was proud to have this dog, because the grandma and him were once poor before, very, very poor. So he packed up and started toward home to his grandma. He walked and walked and walked down the tundra. Finally, by the cliff, he came to this man with the pack sack, with the stick. So the old man said, could I trade you with my pack sack and the stick, magic stick, with your dog? And the boy said to himself, should I or shouldn't I? The boy said, maybe I should. Maybe there might be some more better junks in that sack. So they traded, and the old man was going south and he was going west. So the old man went to south and the young man went to west. They split from there. And he walked for a little ways and said to himself, gee, I want that dog back. Wish I had that dog. I want to take it back. Maybe I go back and get it, ask him if I can have it back. So he put the pack sack down and talked to the stick, the magic stick. And he said, I want you to go to your master and kill him, because he don't like you anymore. He gave you to me. So I want you to pay back and kill him. So he opened the pack sack, let the magic stick loose, and magic stick went zooming toward the old man, and the magic stick beat on the old man till he was dead. After he was dead, he went over there to the old man who was dead, take his dog back, and went home. He walked and walked and walked and walked and walked and walked and walked, and finally he came to his grandmother's house. And he came to the, hey grandma, I'm home. The grandma said, oh, you're back. And he said, yes, grandma, I got something home from you. Look what I've got. I got a dog, Bill, big, funny looking dog, but he's worth it. And grandmother said, where did you get this dog from? It's not worth it. We're too poor to take care of this dog. We don't have enough food for him. We got only enough food for me and you. No, no, look at here, Grandma. This dog can do a lot of things for us. I'll show you. So the boy, little boy kneeled down and said to the dog, I'm going to have to do things for you again, like the old lady did you before. I'm going to tickle you on your little tummy and you're going to puke out the money. So he kneeled down and tickled on his little tummy, and the dog puked out coins. And grandmother was amazed. And where did you get the dog from? And I said, the little boy said, I got it from this old lady who I worked for a month before. And he said, what happened to the soldiers who you were walking with? I had no, I lost them. So I came here alone. I know where the other soldiers were. So I got this little dog, and the grandma was happy. The grandma said, what do you got in your sack? The stick. Oh, this is the stick I always wanted to tell you. I'll show you this. So he went over to the magic stick and told the magic stick to go kill the little reindeer. What they saw on the porch, beyond the house, eating some grass and greens. And he went over to the reindeer and killed the reindeer, and they had some food. The grandmother was pleased. And for a while, the grandmother said, I think you better go see your boss and tell him where the other soldiers were and tell him you were lost. So he agreed. He went over to his boss, and the boss asked him, you came here alone? I said, yes, I came here alone. The boy said, I came here long ways, and I was lost. The boss said, all right. Well, that's no harm. That's no harm to you and no harm to me to say that. So what do you got here? Where do you get this ugly-looking dog? The boy said, oh, this is the dog I brought along, and I'll show you. He kneeled down and tickled the little dog on the stomach, and the dog puked the money out. His boss was amazed. And he talked. After they talked, they see lots of reindeers going by. And the boss said, oh, there's lots of food out there. I guess I better get my gun and shoot some for supper tonight. So you don't have to do that, boss. He said, why? I got another thing to show you. And he says, let's go outside. There's my little pack sack outside. He says, all right, the boy showed the boss where it is. And he showed the sack. And the boss said, what is this bag? It's just a bag, boy. No, this bag can do a lot of things. And got a little stick there where I can tell him and kill things. And the boy said, now you show me. The boy said, all right. He opened the little stick and said, pointed out toward the reindeer and told the magic stick to kill some meat for him. And the stick started zooming straight to the reindeer, and the magic stick killed all the reindeer. And the boss was still amazed. But he saw his own eyes, so he believed it. So the boss said, now you can sit by me, sit beside me and help me out. We both can work together. And just ask anything, we can give it to you. And your grandma can move into a better house. So the grandma moved into this real big, great, big house. And a lot of expensive things there. A lot of clothes, a lot of food. The grandmother was pleased. For years and years, they were rich. Never go hungry again.